I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Which First, Book or Egg? Way back when, so many years ago, I can't count, I'm a 9-year-old peering at a vending machine, sweaty-palmed nickel in hand, wondering. I wonder what will pop out of that machine once the coin drops. What crackerjack-type prize will next grace the innards of the battered cigar box I keep under the bed at home? Everything is 9-year-old magical in my mind. Everything glistens with mystery and meaning. The vending machine is Pandora's box to me. Only I choose to make Pandora a guardian of good and fun instead of a portender of pestilence and horror. As an avid reader, I have already experienced the thrill of changing lore of old to suit my own imaginary world. Whatever is in that machine will cause my imagination to take off and build a story to comfort me in the dead of night. The old cigar box patiently awaits the arrival of Pandora Boy, me. Whatever lovely memory I add to its contents will improve and enrich my short time on this small planet. Now, the time is today. At the bookstore, Allie is searching the front display table for one elusive old book that will be shipped to one elusive old customer once found. "What's this?" she asks, holding open a hollowed-out book, a book containing no words, a book someone has carefully crafted to look normal to the casual browser, a book intended to hide some treasure. I explain that I have found hollowed-out books now and then for many, many years, some filled with trinkets and treasures, some hiding love letters, some securing diaries, some waiting to be filled with secrets. These time capsules almost always are nondescript, adding to their invisibility. If a book's cover and title instantly bore you, you are not apt to open it for further examination. The hidden secrets remain hidden secrets. Think what you may have missed. Allie reverently closes the hollow book and makes it invisible again, waiting for someone, maybe Pandora Boy, to hide something really special within. I walk to the front of the shop and stand before the old vending machines, filled with invisible delights. Whenever anyone, a child of 50 or a child of 5, places 2 quarters into the metallic slots, turns the handle to dispense the surprises, a colorful plastic egg pops out. Each egg contains various miscellaneous objects designed to mystify or delight or puzzle the 5 to 50 child. Each egg brings a 9-year-old smile back to my face and jolts me into the good Pandora parts of life that are always worth exploring.